You're listening to SBS News.
There's some finality at last for victims of brother Jared McNamara's abuse after decades of anguish. One victim, who we will identify as Peter, says the trauma extends well beyond just the physical crimes he perpetrated on them at a Victorian country school.
He told lies to my parents and eventually caused me to end up in boys' homes and whatever. It destroyed the relationship between my mother and myself. She died recently and we never recovered from it. So, yeah, it's had a huge effect on my life.
Jared McNamara was the Maris Brothers school principal and sportsmaster who, insisting on treating boys' injuries, would massage their legs and fondle their genitals in an equipment shed. Peter says school authorities did nothing to help victims, whose complaints were never believed.
100% it was well known in the school. Every kid knew if you got taken into that room, what had happened in there, and you got mocked for it.
In jailing Jared McNamara on 7 counts of indecent assault, a county court judge said victims have described in painful and sometimes graphic detail the profound and tragic effects that your appalling conduct has had. These effects have been lifelong. An abhorrent breach of trust, he said, and it can only be hoped that as a result of your pleas of guilty and your sentencing today, the victims can move forward and finally begin to heal from the shocking trauma you have caused them. But with 27 months of the 3-year sentence suspended, the 80-year-old, who has previously avoided jail on other convictions, will be out in 9 months. An abuse survivor support group spokesman, known only as Michael, says the punishment is inadequate.
Look, I thought it was outrageous, to be honest. This is the fourth time this sick monster has been criminally charged, and that sum total of his 4 separate criminal offences is 9 months jail time. I mean, you get that for a fender bender. That is just ridiculous.
In a previous court hearing, Jared McNamara delivered a statement apologising to his victims, saying he was now acutely aware of the gravity of his actions and was deeply sorry for the hurt and harm caused. Peter says he's pleased justice has at last been done.
We would have liked to have seen him get a bit more, but 9 months at 80 years old, he's going to do it pretty rough.
The judge was convinced Jared McNamara is remorseful and has been rehabilitated. Michael isn't convinced, though, and has pledged more abuse survivors will get their day in court.
I'm speaking loud and proud on behalf of us to say, you know, the church, we are going to get justice for the first time. You've been monsters to us over the last 30 years.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.